What a great joy it is to come to you this morning again, and I want to speak about another word. Last week we looked at the word love, and you boys and girls wouldn't believe how much trouble I got into for bringing a box of chocolates to church. I was asked, why did I not go with the pastor to the door and open the box and give everybody one on the way out? Well, I didn't do that, and you shouldn't be eating too many chocolates anyway. Well, I want to, this morning, look at another word. And this is another short word, boys and girls. It's the word done. And, you know, it's such a simple little word, but, you know, whenever I thought about it, boys and girls, I thought, isn't there an awful lot of things that you could turn around and say, that's done? And there's an awful lot of times you would turn around and say, I have done that, and it's finished. And that's what I want to talk to you about this morning. You know, this time last year, some of the grown-ups know all this. This time last year, I decided I would do a wee bit of work at the house. And whenever I got this all organized, I needed something that would keep everybody right. What do you think that was? I needed something that whenever I was doing the work to the house would keep everybody right. And I've brought it along here to show you this morning. You see, the ladies yesterday morning said to me, David, what are you doing tomorrow morning? Well, I wouldn't tell them. I says, I'm bringing a big sheet of paper, and this is my paper. What do you think this is? Anybody know? Well, it's upside down. What do you think this is? I know there's some men in this building this morning would know exactly what. What do you think that is? It's a plan, isn't it? It's a big plan. The more I roll it out, the more you can see of what we done to our house. But that's enough of that. You're not interested in that. Do you know, see this big bit of paper? Every morning I rolled it out. And every morning the builder or the men that was doing the work, they come and said, David, are you sure you want this brick put there? And I said, do you know what? It says it in the plan, so I want my brick there. And do you know, it wasn't very long. It seemed like an eternity at the time, but it wasn't very long, boys and girls, till that same man was coming and said, David, you'll not believe this, but the plan is finished. And my heart, it was really, really beating fast. It's finished. Yes, he says, it's all done. And I thought to myself, isn't that great? And then it wasn't very long, the men will know this, it wasn't very long, boys and girls, till a man in a suit, in a fancy briefcase, came out, and he ticked a lot of boxes on a sheet of paper, and he sent me a certificate to say that all was done. And I thought that was great. The plan that I had was all finished. The building work was all done. And I had everything completed. Boys and girls, I had accomplished exactly what was on my plan. And I thought it was a great job. But you know, boys and girls, that thought, I had a thought, and it made me remember all about God's plan. Do you know, boys and girls, that God has a plan? And in his book, the Bible, we can read all about God's plan. And that plan, boys and girls, was the plan of salvation. And do you know, boys and girls, God planned it way before the earth was ever made. He knew exactly what we were going to be like. He knew exactly what we were going to do. He knew, boys and girls, it was no surprise to God whenever man sinned. Never ever think that God was ever surprised whenever man sinned, because God knew all about it, because God had a plan, and that plan was the plan of salvation. Do you know, boys and girls, do you remember the story in the Bible whenever the Lord Jesus spoke to the woman at the well? After he had spoken to her and she went away back into the town, the disciples turned round to the Lord Jesus and said, listen, Master, why don't you rest? Why don't you sit down and have something to eat? You have to rest. Do you know what the Lord Jesus said? He said, hold on a minute. My job is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish His work. Do you know, boys and girls, while the Lord Jesus walked on earth, all he wanted to do was to finish his Father's work. To do the Father's will. That's what the Lord Jesus wanted to do. And do you know, boys and girls, that one day when the Lord Jesus was hung on the cross, there he bled and he suffered to pay the price of sin, boys and girls, so that you can have your sins forgiven. And you know, there were 7 things that the Lord Jesus said on the cross, and one of them is this. It tells us in John chapter 19 and verse 29. Do you know what it says? It is finished. The Lord Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "It is finished." What was finished, boys and girls? What was the Lord Jesus talking about? The Lord Jesus was talking about the work that his Father had sent him to do. He cried out with a loud voice, "Finished! It's done! It's accomplished!" Do you know, boys and girls, some of the older ones sing a lovely hymn, and it's a favourite one of mine. And one of the verses says this, "Lifted up was he to die. It is finished, was his cry. Now in heaven, exalted high, hallelujah, what a saviour." Boys and girls, God's plan is done because the Lord Jesus finished it when he died on the cross. Do you know, we're going to sing a wee children's chorus next week. And we learned about it last week. And this week's verse is done, done, D-O-N-E. Done, done, done perfectly. Finished. Christ cried when on Calvary he died. So it's done, done, D-O-N-E. Boys and girls, there's a wee line in that and tells us this. It's done perfectly. Do you know, boys and girls, that the Lord Jesus will never have to do this again? Do you know, boys and girls, that the Lord Jesus will never have to come down to earth and to suffer and bleed and die on a cross ever again? Because when it was done, when it was finished perfectly. And it satisfied God for time and for eternity. Praise God that the work is done. Boys and girls, there's nothing more the Lord Jesus needs to do. There's nothing more he needs to do. He offered one sacrifice for sins for how long? Forever, boys and girls. Once for all. Boys and girls, what a love we've seen. What a work there's done for you. What a Savior is our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know him this morning? Can you say, David, yes, I have put my trust in the finished work of Calvary. Have you ever come to the place where you've realized you've needed a Savior and realized that the Lord Jesus Christ is the only one who can save you? Because the work is done. It's finished. Do you know, we're going to sing in a wee minute just a little chorus. I thought it was an old chorus or a new chorus, but I've been told it's an old chorus. So I don't know why it's new or old, but we'll give it a go. And I'll tell you about that in a wee minute. But one of the verses says this. Are you listening? Father's pure radiance, perfect in innocence, yet learns obedience to death on a cross. Suffering to give us life, conquering through sacrifice, and as they crucify, prays, "Father, forgive." Boys and girls, I want to ask you this morning, have you taken this work that was done? Have you asked the Lord Jesus and put your trust in him to save you from sin?